Today is Friday, April 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. That is only the fourth time I have started the show. Oh, my goodness. What an evening. So it's actually 9:20 in the evening central. And the reason that I'm recording, so normally I record, I don't know, around 5:30 or 6 central and, you know, get it done as soon as I get home from work. Or in this case, now that we're all working from home for COVID-19, still I end work about 5, and Mark is a workaholic, so he always is working till 5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock, whatever. And for some reason, recording this with someone, because now he's working right next to me. And when we buy our palatial estate, of course, maybe, you know, I'll have a studio on one floor and he'll have an office on the other floor. And, you know, it won't be a big deal. But recording this, even though I'm, you know, millions of people, right? A lot of people are listening to this podcast, you know, after I record it. But for some reason, when I'm recording, I'm very self-conscious about somebody hearing me. I don't know why. It's like, but I'm very self-conscious. And so in the afternoons, I usually wait for him to finish, and he walks the dog and he watches the news. And I also want to avoid watching the news because, as I've said many times before, the news is just one big, you know, bad news fest, because apparently bad news sells. And I don't want to be depressed. And so, you know, I feel like it's a better time. I can avoid feeling self-conscious because I know because literally his office, air quotes, is right next door. We live in a 3-bedroom, and one of the bedrooms is my studio / office. And then the guest bedroom where, you know, all the multitudes of guests that we have, we've only ever had someone stay there one time. But anyway, you know, you need a guest bedroom in case you ever have guests. So our guest bedroom is now his office. And so he's literally sharing a wall with me because these two bedrooms share a wall. And so I'm like, you know, he can hear me, and I don't know, I feel self-conscious. So, but all that to say, you know, I usually wait till he goes downstairs and I do it. But today, first of all, I overslept this morning. So we did Pilates last night. I didn't die, but my abs are sore today, which I guess is a good thing. But, you know, I guess that means I know that I did some work. And then we ate. I couldn't cook because he was doing seafood last night. And as I've said before, I don't cook seafood. So I got a grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. That was in my caloric, you know, that was within my caloric, whatever, for the day. And he had, I don't know, I don't remember what he had. Let's see, I had that. Oh, he had a tuna fish sandwich, a tuna salad sandwich. anyway, so we did that last night, did Pilates, and then just pretty much watched TV. I did start preparing to do my taxes. This is the latest I've ever waited to do my taxes. And every year it seems to get later and later, because now that I'm doing better in my career and I'm making more money, you know, when I was in college and even back in when I lived in Dallas and I had a really low paying job, you know, I was an entry level claims adjuster, and then I was kind of an entry level underwriter and whatever. I didn't make a whole lot of money. And, you know, I had a house payment and I had all this stuff. And back then, I don't think you can do it as much now, but back then you basically deducted your entire interest from your home, from your house payment. I feel like that got removed at some point after I stopped owning a home, but I'm not sure. Anyway. So anyway, there was, you know, all this stuff you could deduct, and I had a low paying job and all that. And I always got money back. It was always a fun time. And then after I got a much better paying job, and, you know, the one I have at Walmart, every year I started having to pay more and more and more taxes, and I need to adjust. I really just need to adjust to pay more out of every paycheck. It's I hear it's a fine, you know, I hear it's a fine balance, because what you really want to do is you want to your deductions to be just the right amount on your W-2 or whatever, you know, so that you basically are evened out at the end of the year. So you don't, you know, you don't owe anything, but they also don't owe you anything back, basically. I think that's what you want to do. I believe that's what I've been told. But then someone else said, well, you don't want it. You really want to pay at the end of the year because you don't want the government earning interest on extra taxes you've paid them. I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, so this is the latest I have ever waited, because every year I owe more and more money. And so I'm a procrastinator anyway, but I'm especially a procrastinator when something is complicated and I'm not getting any benefit out of it. Like, I'm going to end up having to pay. So I'm basically doing work. I'm not getting paid to do this work. I'm doing work. I'm doing the work of an accountant, and I'm not getting paid. I'm having to pay the government. And so I've just, you know, I've put it off, and I've had time. The other thing is, since Pride 48 is now an LLC, it's become more complicated to do my taxes, because I have to count everything that Pride 48 makes as income. And so I have to have all of that stuff in order. And then anything I've spent out of pocket for the servers and for the New Orleans event, you know, like renting the hotel room, you know, the hotel banquet space and all that, gets deducted from that income. So, so I'm not taxed on it. But it's a lot, because if you're not keeping up with it throughout the year, then when you do your taxes, which means I should have been keeping up with it throughout the year, but when you do your taxes, then you have to go back all the way back to, like, you know, last year and look at all the transactions and see, okay, which were business related, which were personal, you know, and all that. And TurboTax had given me this free trial of their, it's like their self-employed QuickBooks sort of thing. I forget what it's called now, but, and it was like, I thought they were giving it to me for free. And so I was like, and it lets you, as you go through the year, start classifying stuff, and it will try to classify things for you as well. And then apparently when you go to file your taxes, it's supposed to be easy to, like, just click a button and it adds it all to your taxes or something. I don't know. But when I went back into that to try to get that going again so I can get all that together, you know, so that I can file. And it looks like my free trial ended, because now they want to charge me. So then I have to decide, do I want to pay for this other thing, you know? Well, I mean, the good thing is I always pay. I've used TurboTax ever since I was like 20, 19 or 20, when I started doing my own taxes. I've never gone to an accountant since I've been doing my own. Now, my parents use an accountant. They've used the same accountant since I was in like grade school, junior high or high school. And when I was still kind of under my parents' supervision, or when I was still a dependent of my parents, they would have their accountant do my taxes when he did theirs. And he would just, like, you know, include it in the charge or whatever. But after I got, you know, out of college, or after I got out of their house and I was doing my own thing, I started doing my own, and I was like, oh, you know, it's not very complicated. I'll just use TurboTax. And then when Maddie and I got a house, I kept doing it, and I learned how to deduct the interest, and, you know, it walks you through it. So I kind of learned a little bit about that. And then when Maddie and I rented, we leased out our home. And so it was like we were, you know, we had a side business or whatever. So then I learned about that, and I had to, you know, but I've used TurboTax this whole time. I mean, a benefit of that is, you know, TurboTax has all of my tax records for, like, ever since I started doing my own taxes, which is cool. I can go print out, you know, anything that I need. So it costs me money, because the more complicated your taxes get, the more TurboTax charges you. There's a free version of TurboTax, but you can't do all the complicated stuff like stocks and, you know, a side business and, you know, all this other stuff, you know, that you can possibly have. Once you add all that kind of stuff, then they start adding money. So I guess one cool thing is, if you pay monthly for this QuickBooks thing, they give you one state and one federal filing as part of that, so you don't have to pay an extra charge. So I think I am going to do it. But anyway, I was getting set up for that. And then to this weekend, I have to get the taxes done. I know they're extending it, but I don't need an extension. So I feel like I should go ahead and do mine and get it out of the way. So we're going to make pandesal, which is a Filipino bread. It's rolls. And I'm going to do my taxes this weekend. We also have the Pride 48 cocktail hour at 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night, which is April 11th. So everyone should join us in the chat room, and I'll be putting a link to the Zoom. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.